If you use a desktop or laptop computer running Windows, then you're probably familiar with what's called Patch Tuesday. It happens on the second Tuesday of every month when Microsoft distributes its latest program updates, or patches, for the Windows operating system, as well as other related Microsoft programs. Most people should have their computer set to automatically accept those updates because they're really important for ensuring that your computer is protected from viruses and other kinds of attack. The crooks who are out to steal your identity or turn your computer into a spam-producing bot are constantly testing the boundaries of things like operating systems, so getting those monthly updates from Microsoft is essential to securing your machine. But did you realize that you should also be checking the programs that you run, probably also about once a month? See, the Patch Tuesday update is really aimed mostly at your operating system, as well as a couple of Microsoft-made programs. But you're probably running at least a dozen programs that aren't from Microsoft, and probably more than a dozen. Yet those programs can also contain security vulnerabilities that leave you prone to attack. Now, it's not that the program creators are out to endanger you, it's simply that the crooks have a lot of time and a lot of computing power at their disposal to try to test these attacks, as well as a lot of incentive to get it right. So we rely on the program authors to issue their own updates in order to keep your computer in peak shape. Now, it's not just about security either. Programs like web browsers, and here we're talking about Google Chrome, Mozilla Firefox, Opera, and others, are so widely and heavily used and are in such tough competition with one another that their producers are updating them constantly. While some programs make it easier to find than others, the first place you should look for updates is to open up the program and look for the Help menu. More often than not, there's a link under the Help menu that says something like Check for Updates. Just click and follow the instructions. When that option doesn't appear, you can usually stay with the Help menu and look for a link that says About. That often takes you to an alternative update link, or will at least give you the version number of the program. Now, with that version number in hand, you can go to the website where you got the program and compare the number on their latest edition to the one you're using. If it's been a while since you've done this, you might be very surprised at what you've been missing. You can then download the updated version and go from there. Of course, always be sure to back up anything that you do on your computer before you run a program update. I'm Brian Gongle. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune in to the WHO Radio Wise Guys, Saturdays on News Radio 1040 WHO, or online at whoradiowiseguys.com.